This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Lok Sabha polls will be conducted in 7 phases beginning the 19th of next month. The counting will take place on 4th June. Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for the general elections 2024 as well as for the assembly polls in 4 states. Polling will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats on 19th April in the first phase, in 89 seats on 26th April in the second phase, and 94 seats on 7th May in third phase. Fourth phase will cover 96 seats on 13th May, fifth phase 49 seats on 20th May, and the sixth phase 57 seats on 25th May. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the last and the seventh phase polling will be held on 1st June for 57 Lok Sabha seats. 22 states and UTs including Gujarat, Tamil Nadu, Punjab, Telangana, Kerala, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Delhi, Meghalaya and Nagaland will go to poll in a single phase. Karnataka, Rajasthan, Manipur and Tripura will have voting in 2 phases, while Chhattisgarh and Assam will go to poll in 3 phases for the Lok Sabha. Madhya Pradesh and Jharkhand will have polling in 4 phases, and in Maharashtra and Jammu and Kashmir, the polling will be held in 5 phases. In Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and West Bengal, the voting will be conducted in 7 phases. The Election Commission also announced the poll schedule for the assembly polls in Sikkim, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and Arunachal Pradesh. Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh assemblies will go to polls in a single phase along with the Lok Sabha elections on 19th April. Similarly, Andhra Pradesh assembly polls will be conducted in single phase on 13th May. The CEC said polling for Odisha assembly will be held in 4 phases on 13th, 20th, 25th May and 1st June along with the Lok Sabha polls. With the announcement of the polling schedule, the Modal Code of Conduct has come into force. The term of the current Lok Sabha is ending on 16th June this year. Political parties have welcomed the announcement of the schedule of Lok Sabha poll as well as state assemblies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the BJP NDA are fully prepared for elections. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Modi said, "The party will go to the people on the basis of its track record of good governance and service delivery across sectors." BJP President JP Nadda urged the people to come out in record numbers to vote and strengthen the foundation of the world's largest democracy. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said the Lok Sabha elections will open the door of justice for India. Aam Aadmi Party leader Gopal Rai said the party is fully prepared and will fight the election with full strength with the India Alliance. A Delhi court today remanded Bharat Rashtra Samiti leader K. Kavita to the Enforcement Directorate's custody till the 23rd of March in connection with the Delhi liquor policy case. Ms. Kavita was produced before the court by the ED following her arrest yesterday. ED has sought 10 days of remand for Kavita. The Telangana leader faces allegations of conspiring with top leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party in exchange for favours in the now-scrapped Delhi excise policy. The government will conduct the Foundational Literacy and Numeracy Assessment Test, FLNAT, as part of Nav Bharat Saksharta Karyakram tomorrow across 23 states. Union Education Ministry said approximately 37 lakh learners will appear for this important nationwide assessment. The test will be held in all districts of each participating state and UT. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast rainfall and thunderstorms over east and central India for the next 4 days. The IMD said that widespread rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds of up to 40 km per hour will occur over parts of West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh till the 20th of this month. Former IAS officer Navneet Kumar Sehgal today took charge as new Prasar Bharati chairman. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore will play against Delhi Capitals in the final at Arun Jaitley Stadium, New Delhi tomorrow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Delhi Capitals have won 6 of the 8 games in the tournament, while Royal Challengers emerged winner in 4 games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.